Hey, hey, Anchor fam. Brandy Marie Hendricks back at you from Savannah, Georgia. I actually had this amazing assignment on Thursday that I did, rating 10 different areas of my life on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 being the worst, 10 being the best. And I wanted to bring this to the table for you guys because 2017 is ending very abruptly in just a few hours for me. And 2018 will begin, and I want us to begin knowing where we are at in every area that matters in our life, just as a single human being, regardless of your relationship status. So I'm going to start with number 1, and it is physical health. Think about that for a minute. Are you sick all the time, in the hospital all the time, can't get out of bed at a 1, or are you at a 10, in the gym all the time, eating right, doing the things that you need to do for your body? Okay. Number 2, mental well-being. I've always said mentality is everything. So if you are very negative at a 1, then your life is probably pretty freaking negative. Okay. If you're at a 10 and positive poly, things are going your way. Life is awesome. You feel like no matter what happens, you got this. Where are you mentally? Number 3, environment. Very important. This can be home life, work life, wherever you are the most. Are you happy? If you're really, really happy, obviously you would be at a 10. If you're really, really unsatisfied, you would be at a 1. So where are you with your environment status? Then we have number 4, restoration/hobbies. So have you spent no time blogging, drawing, coloring, singing? Or have you done everything that you can that you love to do in your extra time that you get? Okay, where do you rate yourself 1 through 10? Oh, 5, my very favorite, romance/love. So are you at a 1 like me? Separated, confused, afraid to love again? Or are you at a 10, happily married and couldn't be better in your love life? Where are you? Then we have 6, friends/family. So we all know that it is so important to surround yourself with positive people. And I always used to think that this was correct. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. Actually, you can. You can pick who you have in your life on a daily basis. If they're negative, you can keep them in your life, but you want to love them from afar. You don't want to keep them up in your face telling you that what you're doing is not going to work out, or whatever negative thing that they want to say to bring you down from where you are. So where are you at where your friends and family are concerned? 1, you hate it. 10, you love them to death. Okay? Finances is number 7. So money, money, money. Are you at a 1, sad because you're about to get evicted and you can't pay your bills and you have no job, you don't know what you're going to do? Or 10, you have a job, you're given to others, you're on top of the world where that's concerned? All right, then we have number 8, purpose/work. So you could be sitting at a 1 where you don't know who you are, what you're supposed to be doing. Like I said, you have no job. You're just directionless. You have no idea what direction you're going in. Or you at a 10 where you feel like you are fulfilling your purpose as a human being and you're loving your work life. Then we have number 9, spirituality. So are you at a 1 and not spiritual? You have no belief system at all? Or are you 10, super spiritual? Where are you with that? 1 through 10, and are you happy where you're at? Last but not least, personal growth. So whatever you choose, 1 through 10, I believe that we all can improve. So even if you're at a 10, you better shoot for 11. All right, do everything that you can this year. Read as many books as you can. Even if you just set a goal to read 10 pages a day until you finish 1 book at a time. Start a blog. Start to vlog. I mean, do some live videos. Do a podcast. Just do anything and everything that you can to grow personally into the best version of yourself you can be. You guys have a happy New Year's Eve and an even more happy 2018. Peace.